Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Max Living Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. Get ready to align your health. Today, we're going to be talking about prenatal chiropractic care. We're going to be talking about relief from back pain during pregnancy and all the other benefits of chiropractic care during pregnancy. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Berlin, and I'm sitting here with my wife, Ashley Berlin, and we're excited for this episode.
I'm really excited for this episode, and I feel like I might be the expert today. I'm just kidding. But listen, I have done it three times, right? Like I've had three wonderful, beautiful, successful pregnancies that ended in our three kiddos that we love to pieces. And I can say that the miracle of birth and the miracle of pregnancy is such a beautiful process, but it's definitely very hard on the body.
Yeah. And I don't want to discount this. You are the expert in this. And
I'm totally kidding.
I know that there are different types of pregnancies out there and not everybody gets to choose everything that happens during pregnancy. But I will say that I feel like we have authority to speak on this episode about the benefits of chiropractic care, because not only do we have three pregnancies, but you had three home births.
Yes.
And had three children naturally.
Yes. And listen, I don't want to leave this out because I do believe it's important to say, like, I've had five pregnancies total, right? Two losses and three, you know, pregnancies that did end with, you know, our beautiful children that we have. So I love to not gloss over that because I don't think it's something that's talked about a lot and maybe something that we'll dive into in future episodes.
Yeah. And chiropractic was also at the heart of getting pregnant.
Yes.
So again, in future episodes, I'm sure we will dive into that more.
Right.
But for right now, we're going to focus on what chiropractic's benefits are during pregnancy. So, you know, a lot of times people will jump on, they'll get on Google and they'll start Googling chiropractic and pregnancy.
Yeah.
they'll read maybe on chiropractor's website, some of the benefits, anything from relieving back pain to improving nausea, sleep, injury avoidance.
Yes. Those are all huge things, right? I think that there's a point a lot of times in pregnancy where, you know, the first time you get pregnant, you're very excited, you know, things start changing. You're sometimes you're like putting on maternity clothes at 15 weeks when you don't even need them yet. You know, like it's just one of those points in time when you're really excited. But then there's things that happen. And I always joke with some of my girlfriends that like pregnancy is kind of like there's a grab bag of things that can happen during pregnancy, right? From, you know, just the how the veins happen on your legs for some people, or sometimes it's, you know, it's back pain, sometimes it's interrupted sleep. And then when you get deep in that pregnancy, you know, sometimes there's you're going to the bathroom, you know, all during the night. There's all sorts of, you know, things that happen.
And, yeah, and I'm sure we don't have to talk about all of them.
Right. Right. But yeah, like as your body changes and as things start happening, some people experience different symptoms, you know, different things that occur than other people. There's a whole grab bag of things that can happen. Right. But as you get into those, if you're someone who, you know, has experienced pregnancy and experienced back pain, you get in that situation and you're like, my gosh, what can I do? Because I will do anything, right?
Yeah. So I think it's important that, you know, everything that we're going to talk about today, it's not anecdotal. We're going to be going through some of the research. There's been some amazing research out there on chiropractic care stuff. I mean, believe it or not, from chiropractic researchers like Dr. Heidi Havoc, who's amazing, all the way to studies from the American Medical Association, believe it or not.
Yes.
And believe me, if there weren't benefits to chiropractic and pregnancy, they would be the ones telling you in most cases. One of the ones that got me the most was, first of all, about 50% of women experience back pain during their pregnancy.
Yes.
So half of them, you know, heads and tails, like you flip a coin and you had a 50% chance of having, you know, significant back pain during pregnancy. In Switzerland, there was a research study that showed 115 pregnant women. They tracked them for a year to see who went to a chiropractor for their low back pain. And what they found was that over half the patients said that their back pain improved in just 1 week of chiropractic care.
Come on, somebody. Listen, if you've ever been pregnant before, you know this. And for anybody who hasn't, listen, just
listen up.
God's ear. My mouth to God's ears, or God's ears to my mouth. I don't know what the saying is there. I have been messing up sayings all week long. But listen, you would do anything to get out of that back pain. And I would venture to guess that 50% of the people, the fact that 50% of people don't have back pain during pregnancy and 50% of the people do, I did not have back pain during pregnancy. Did I have moments where I felt like, oh, I feel like this could get a little bit like hairy here and I'm going to the chiropractor and getting adjusted? Yeah, I definitely was very preventative about that. And so do I consider myself like lucky? No, I consider myself like I worked really hard and I made sure that I was prepared and I was made sure that I was in a position, set myself up for as best success as possible.
And you were already under chiropractic care going into pregnancy. Yes. We're talking about women who weren't under chiropractic care and started getting adjusted. They had back pain, 50% of them improved. If you took that out to a month, so a week, 50% improved. At a month, 70% improved.
Come on.
And then if you took that out all the way to the end of the study, which was that, you know, end of their pregnancy, they showed 90% of moms who entered the study said their pain was better by the end of the study.
I mean, it's so good. That's so good. And who would not want 90% of these moms that are seeing that improvement in back pain? I mean, that's a no-brainer. And obviously there's something that even the most sort of medical leaning person, when you get in a pregnancy, you're really thinking, do I want to take this drug? Do I want to, like, you're a lot less apt to like reach for something.
Well, I think it's safe to say that no drug could be considered entirely safe during pregnancy. There's risks with everything. And I think we probably know fewer of those risks when it comes to the actual, you know, infant or to the fetus. Here's a study, obstetrics and gynecology. This goes back all the way to 1998. Women who have severe low back pain during their first pregnancy have an extremely high risk of experiencing a new episode of more severe low back pain during future pregnancies. You know, why is that? Well, to me, it's kind of obvious that with each pregnancy, it's a new stress on the body. Your body changes shape, that the lumbar spine changes shape during pregnancy to deal with the load of the belly. Then you lose that and then you go get pregnant again. It changes again. So if there was a previous issue in the back and you had previous back pain, then it's likely that you're going to have a more severe episode. And they confirmed that in this study out of the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology.
And nobody wants a difficult pregnancy.
Well, so what that means is if you've had a pregnancy in the past where you had back pain, then get under chiropractic care right away when you go into your next pregnancy, or, you know, get under chiropractic care in that first one and continue to work on your spine. We did corrective work on you in between your pregnancies. You know, there was research that showed that hormonal changes during pregnancy can actually change the shape of a woman's spinal curves and her overall posture. We see this from everything from the low back curve changing, the neck curve changing, the increased kyphosis or that rounding of the middle back, that all that stuff accompanies pregnancy. And they showed that they did a study on 65 women who received chiropractic care at least the 10 week of pregnancy and then through their labor. They show that these women who did this had 24% shorter labor times, and they averaged 39% shorter labor times if it was their second or third pregnancy. So their first pregnancy, you can reduce your labor time, their literature says, by 24% just simply by undergoing chiropractic care and working on those curvatures in your spine.
Have you guys ever been in labor? Because I'm going to take that 24%. Even if it meant 30-minute reduction, I mean, you know, whatever 24% reduction is, whatever that equates to, you know, for that person individually. But if that's knocking an hour or two off, then my gosh, I'll take it and charge me whatever you need because I would pay it.
And I don't know if you could speak to this at all. Here's another one. So back pain, you go, so back pain during pregnancy, I could see how that would be uncomfortable and, you know, I mean, challenging, you know, you still have to live a daily life. And it's not like you're just, you know, well, I was going to say, it's not like you can just lay in bed, but actually some women get put on bed rest, which, you know, we know not moving around, that's not going to be great for fetal position and transit, you know, the baby getting into position, all that stuff. But here, listen to this one. So this was February 1991, 170 consecutive female patients were interviewed. Of the 170 pregnancies with reported back pain, so they all had back pain, 72% also reported back labor.
Oof.
84% of women getting adjusted and undergoing chiropractic care reported a relief of back pain during their pregnancy, and they had less likelihood of back labor. So here's 72% of women that had back pain ended up having back labor where they had pain during that labor, back pain during that labor, excruciating back pain. And then 84% of those patients receiving chiropractic care reported a reduction in back pain and back labor.
And listen, there's different, different kinds of labor. And then when you get in that position where you have back labor, fortunately, that was not how I was giving birth. But I have heard from so many moms that have experienced back labor that is not the position that you want to be in. And it is very, very, very painful. I think there's something really interesting talking about labor. Out of this study out of New Zealand, they actually saw a 1% more reduction. They saw a 25% reduction in labor time with chiropractic care during pregnancy. Now, here's something that's interesting. That statistic rises to 31% of a reduction for mothers who had given birth before. So if you're under chiropractic care and you've given birth before, then that's escalating to 31% reduction in your labor time. So it even jumps up from that 25%. No, so here's the interesting thing about that is that I think that there's a real gift that chiropractic care and the chiropractic philosophy, there's two different things here, chiropractic care. And then there's the philosophy behind chiropractic, that if you understand, if we're doing an excellent job as chiropractors in educating you on this philosophy of this innate power that's inside of you, of how your body heals, how your body functions, this trusting your innate, trusting what God has created inside of you. And if we can teach our patients that, then that's the biggest gift, right? Like that's the best thing we can do for our patients.
Yep.
It's give them that. I mean, the adjustment is wonderful. That's a huge gift, obviously, but the real gift is in that education and that understanding of like why we're doing this and what's happening in your body and giving you that confidence and that certainty into what's happening in your body.
And I don't think, especially as Americans, I don't think Americans realize how medicalized pregnancy and labor have become. That if you go to other countries, midwives being used during labor and delivery is actually a very, very, very common place. That you go over to Europe and it's not as medicalized, that there's a lot more natural births, that they actually did a study and they tracked women who had zero medical intervention in terms of drugs and they had natural deliveries. And they tracked these women to see, they tested their blood to find out what day they got pregnant. So they knew the exact day.
Oh, wow.
And then they tracked these women. It was 2,500 women. They tracked them over the course of their pregnancy. And then they recorded, the day that they delivered, and then they took an average of the length of gestation. Yeah. And we're told here in the United States that it's, 40 weeks.
Yeah.
And they really start getting nervous around 38. And God forbid, if you have twins, they start getting nervous around like week 34, 32. Yeah.
Yep.
And they tell women, like, you cannot go past 40 weeks. We hear right. this nonsense, your baby will be too big, yada, right. yada, yada.
Right.
Here's the reality. When they tracked these women, what they found was the average gestational period, the average, you ready? 42 and a half weeks.
Well, that would be impossible to track here in the United States, honestly, because no one gets there.
These were midwife attended right. births. And these babies were born naturally without drugs, and they went 42 and a half weeks. That's the normal gestational period. So when That's we talk amazing. About trusting the body, when we talk about the body doing its work, when we talk about, the doctor's not making a baby. In fact, you're not even making a baby. That the intelligence that's in your body is making a baby.
Yes.
And we have to trust that intelligence to know when that baby's supposed to come. How do we know when the baby's supposed to come? Because it comes.
Because it comes.
Right?
Because the body knows what the heck is going on. And listen, this is a beautiful point, that there's a place that you can get to during labor when you have 100% certainty that your body can do it. And if that's the gift that I would give my pregnant patients, right, is that You're in labor. You have this 100% certainty. You know that your body can do it. And here's the million-dollar tidbit, right? If you walk away from this show with one thing, you know that the only way out of labor is all the way in. So releasing control of what's happening, knowing that you've put in the work, that you set your body up for the best possible scenario, that you've got an adjustment, you're in alignment, you've been preparing for months for this process, right? Like you've been waiting for this day for so long, you know that it's going to happen and that there's this innate power inside of you that knows exactly what's going to happen. You don't have to do anything. You're just there for the ride.
So then there comes the point of, you do get to the point sometimes where you go like, I can't do this. And the best part of it, it's like, yep, that's right.
That's right.
It's going to happen anyway. You don't have to do it.
Yes.
And that's
where
I think that certainty comes in. And the beautiful part about I can't do this, usually that comes seconds before the baby comes out.
Yes.
That, I mean, I remember you feeling like that, right? It was like, I can't, you know, like, and I don't know that those were your exact words, but you were like done.
Yes.
And then
the
baby's there.
Yes. Yeah.
And
I'm in my bedroom. I looked at my midwife and I said, this is the point where I would take the epidural. And she said, honey, we don't have an epidural here at all. But I knew that that was the moment where I was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And that was my first one. Now, my next two births, like I had experienced the miracle of birth, right? And I had this certainty already now. And I knew that I've done it. I know I can do it again, right? And I knew, what I also knew was that the longer that I was like holding on tight for dear life, like I got to control it. I want it to be at this time. I want it, you know, I want to be at this place in my labor. And I want to, you know, like the more I try to manage the labor, the worse it was. And the more that I set back and I just said, dear God, I'm here for the ride. and I just let my body do what it was going to do. I went from a 13-hour labor to a 4-hour labor because my body was just doing it.
And I feel like the word labor so often implies that you have to do something. Like, you know, labor means work, right? And so it's like, you have to do something. No. The only work you have to do is survive the next contraction. And I know coming from a male, that sounds like, oh yeah, easy for you to say, but I was in the room 3 times. I know that all you got to do is focus on let the contraction happen and survive that next contraction. And your body was going to do all the work. Your body crescendoed to this, you know, thing. Yes. And then when it was done, your body did all the work of healing too.
Yes. You
talked about this God given ability. I'm glad you brought God into this for a second
because
we bring a lot of our, you know, certainty through faith. Ashley and I do. And, you know, and I know it's not the same for everybody, but I'm gonna share with you, if you read Genesis and you go back to the curse of man, one of them is, pain with childbearing.
Yes.
That animals aren't cursed like that. They don't experience the same thing. If you watch animals give birth, rarely do you see them like, you know, screaming, crying, you know, yelling, like
go
to the zoo, watch an animal give birth. And sometimes they just kind of like fall out, you know, giraffes walking around and this baby just kind of falls out, lands on the ground.
Right.
But human beings have pain with birth, but What the scripture didn't say is that you couldn't go to a chiropractor.
Right.
The scripture didn't say you couldn't do something about that.
Right.
It just said there's a high likelihood of that.
Right.
And, you know, and actually it doesn't say there's a high likelihood. It says there will be pain with childbearing. It doesn't even say everyone.
Right.
But what it doesn't say is that there isn't anything that you can't do for that. So,
that's really interesting too, because listen, the 1987 study said that medical experts state that there's less painkillers needed during delivery.
You beat me to it. I was going right for that one.
If the patient was under chiropractic care, I scooped you and I love that. But it's true, right? Less painkillers during labor needed during delivery if the patient was under chiropractic care.
And those painkillers, again, we know how addicting painkillers can be when used repetitively and for, you know, periods of time for, you know, adults. Imagine the effects that painkillers during pregnancy and delivery have on kids. And just, you know, what that's doing to their nervous system and what that's doing to, you know, the chemicals that are being produced in their brains and in their bodies. So there's a story about, if you guys have Googled chiropractic care for pregnancy, one of the people you'll read about is Dr. Webster, who developed a technique called the Webster technique.
Yes.
Virtually all chiropractors have been trained in the Webster technique in some form or another. There are additional courses you can go to. I'm going to be honest with you. One of the things that I don't like is that, you know, the some of these certifications, once people get a certification, they act like they're the only ones who can do something.
Right.
You know, I don't have the Webster technique certification. A lot of our Max Living doctors do. It's something that's postgraduate. But I have studied the Webster technique a lot without getting the certification, and I perform the Webster technique very frequently on patients.
Right.
But the story about Dr. Webster, he actually was traveling when his wife was pregnant with their second child, and her first pregnancy went great. He was there. He was adjusting her through the pregnancy. Second pregnancy, he was out of town.
Oh, no.
And he wasn't there during the pregnancy because he was overseas and everything. And the medical doctor, who was not a fan of chiropractic, who was taking care of his wife, said, I hate to admit it, but I can tell a difference in you. Will you go find someone to give you chiropractic care, since her husband wasn't around? And so I know that's anecdotal, but I just, because it came directly from the developer of the Webster technique, I just thought it was such a cool story.
Can you go find someone?
So then there's the scary side of pregnancy, right? Like, for instance, preeclampsia.
Yes.
So preeclampsia is a condition where women can have changes in their blood pressure, and they can also have protein showing up in their urine. It can lead to scary things. I know you don't like hearing these words, Ashley, but seizures, coma, and the big one, death.
Oh, gosh.
Nobody knows what causes it, right? Nobody knows what causes preeclampsia. It just shows up. But there was a study done, and this was in 1997. It was published in the European Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology and Reproductive Biology. And when the authors studied pregnant women to see if there was a relationship between preeclampsia and the spine. And what they found was there was, that when women had a decreased lumbar spine curve, like less of a curve than what they should, that they had more preeclampsia. And then interestingly also, they found that patients with reduced lumbar curves also had decreased blood flow to their iliac artery. That's the artery that's bringing blood to your womb and to your uterus.
So just to be clear, we want blood to come there. Like, yeah. We need blood flow there. It's important.
You need blood flow there, and we don't need added additional higher risk with our pregnancy.
Right.
And so most women aren't being told, oh, you have preeclampsia. Did you know there's an association between preeclampsia and the shape of your lumbar spine? Did you know that there's actually evidence that shows that when you get adjusted, it can decrease the effects of preeclampsia? So, I mean, that's something that's, I feel like that's a shame that that's not being shared, especially in obstetrics. You know, people will say, like, can I go to a chiropractor while I'm pregnant? And their OB will be like, yeah, I mean, as long as blah, 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 blah. Or if they have concerns and be like, there's certain techniques I've heard that are better than others. But let's be honest, your OB doesn't know a lot about chiropractic.
Right.
They don't know a whole lot about chiropractic. I would argue, I know more about obstetrics than they know about chiropractic, you know, from being a father.
Right.
But we have a couple of patients who are OBs. We have a couple of patients who over the years who, you know, and we had to teach them about chiropractic and pregnancy.
Right. And it was a beautiful thing, right? Because chiropractic and pregnancy, they go together like peas and carrots. They go together. I mean, what is that? We're stealing that from Forrest Gump, but really they go together so beautifully. And the research is there. And you know, a lot of the research that we just walked through, is there. It's not our opinion. It's not, you know, even anecdotal. It's literally like what has been studied. And it's a beautiful gift for patients and for anybody that, you know, that's planning on becoming pregnant, on anyone who is currently pregnant. If you've been pregnant and, you know, thinking about possibly doing it again, making sure that you're taking care of your spine is pivotal to making sure you have a successful pregnancy with the least amount of discomfort as possible.
Yep. You know, we're reading out of obstetrics and gynecology, we're reading out of, you know, the journals of obstetrics from other countries. Why don't doctors recommend chiropractic care more? I don't know, because here's the interesting thing. The AMA, right? The AMA. An AMA study showed that pregnant women under chiropractic care had easier pregnancy and delivery. So this was American Medical Association records that were released in 1987 during the U.S. District Court, Northern Illinois, Eastern Division, case number 76C. Irvin Henderson, MD, a member of the Medical Association Board of Trustees, did a clinical study which revealed that pregnant women who received chiropractic adjustments in their third trimester were able to carry to term more frequently and deliver children with more comfort. That's coming from the American Medical Association.
Wow.
So, you know, referring to chiropractors during pregnancy should be on the top of their list. We haven't even mentioned the benefits, and you know, let's go through them quickly. But when you have less pain, you sleep better.
Yes.
When your spinal curvatures change and they put pressure on nerves going to your organs, those organs experience more dysfunction, which means you have more symptoms.
Yes.
I.e., acid reflux and indigestion during pregnancy.
Right.
How do we know that that has a correlation? Because we see hundreds of pregnant women in our offices that come in with indigestion and reflux during their pregnancy, and we start adjusting them. And guess what? Their indigestion starts improving and their reflux starts improving.
Yep.
Now, do I need a double blind placebo study? No, we have clinical evidence every single day, and they're coming in not even for that reason. So if that didn't improve, who cares? They're getting better from back pain because we have clinical studies on that.
Right.
But they're coming in, and with their back pain improving, they're seeing that nausea and their reflux and their indigestion are improving. And that's a huge win when it comes to chiropractic care in pregnancy.
And I can say this about my own pregnancies is when I was getting adjusted and I was not in back pain and I was sleeping well and I wasn't having indigestion and my acid reflux was going away, I found that I was also nicer.
That's a great side effect.
It's a great side effect. No, I don't know that there's any studies that's been done that have been done on the niceness of human beings during chiropractic and pregnancy. But that is something that I personally experienced and I feel like is a huge benefit to chiropractic care.
Yeah, there's so many. We could keep going on and naming these. I think one of the last ones that I'll talk about, and this is something that you have to fight hard for, is, you know, pregnancy changes your posture. And what we notice is women who are getting adjusted have better posture through their pregnancy, which is probably part of the reason why they have less back pain and less injuries. Their posture improves and the stress on their spine improves. But posture after pregnancy, that I see a lot of women after 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 kids, Octomom, right?
Yes.
Kids. She had them all at once. But after multiple pregnancies, what we see is there comes a point where women are like, man, I hear this a lot. I just wasn't the same after that third pregnancy. I just wasn't the same after my last pregnancy. Yep. And really what they're saying is the cumulative effects of each pregnancy finally caught up to a point where they felt like their body had changed enough to where they didn't recover. And a lot of that is from the cumulative postural effects, negative postural effects that happen from one pregnancy to another, let alone breastfeeding, looking down, carrying a child, carrying a toddler on your hip while you're trying to cook dinner, you know, doing all these different things and then getting pregnant again. So the benefits of chiropractic care extend way beyond pregnancy all the way through motherhood and then into your next pregnancy.
Yes.
Yep. So I think if I could do one thing for all women, it would be to be able to like magically bless them with the gift of chiropractic care, because I think so many of them just, if you knew what we knew, you would do what we do. I say that all, Ashley calls me Dr. Seuss, but I really believe that if you knew what we knew, you'd do what you do. Because if you knew what it would look like on the other side of that decision, you would make the decision.
Yes.
The problem is if you don't know what it looks like on the other side of that decision might like, I don't even know. There's literally nothing to lose, because that goes with the safety of this.
Yes.
If it wasn't safe to get adjusted during pregnancy, my malpractice insurance would be as high as your OBGYN's.
Yes.
Your OBGYN's malpractice insurance, I'm just guessing, if you want to Google it while we're talking, we could probably figure this out. But my guess would be it's in the, you know, multiple tens of thousands, probably 60,000 or more. The reality is a chiropractor's medical malpractice insurance runs about $1,500 to $2,000 a year.
I don't know what you guessed, but it says the average OBGYN malpractice insurance is $68,000 a year.
I said about
$60,000. Come on, somebody!
Were you not listening? We're in the same room together.
Googling. You asked me to Google. I love that.
And if you guys didn't catch this earlier in the episode, Ashley actually quoted the same study that I had read just moments before.
Listen, you got to catch these clues. But I will say, I did learn this from this episode. And if you, the next book that you write for sure will be titled, If You Know What I Know. Wait, say it again.
If you knew what I knew, you would do what I do.
That's right. If you knew what I knew, you would do what I do. That's for sure the title of your book.
All right, guys, until next week, God help me and my wife who doesn't listen to me. If you are looking for a max living doctor, if you are looking to have a great pregnancy and a wonderful experience in your pregnancy, if you're looking to partner with a doctor who can work with your body and not against it, then go to maxliving.com and you'll find a button on there that says find a clinic. The other way of finding that is you can go to maxliving.com/locations. Until next week, Max Living Nation, we enjoyed this week with you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.